Thank you. Afraid to pass. Let's see all the familiar faces and not so familiar faces. Texas, where we're from. That's where we're from, Austin, Texas. Beautiful little city at one time. Said this many times before, I'll say it one more time. This will be the last time I ever say it, but be less assured of that. But Austin is a tiny, tiny, minute little blue dot in a big sea of red. And that's Texas, right? Very conservative place, Texas is. The Bible Belt and all that, you know? And so, Austin is that place where kids go from all the outlying ranches, the Panhandle, South Texas in the Valley, West Texas, East Texas, you know. And they come to Austin to discover themselves, recreate themselves, and just be free, you know. That's what Austin used to be like. And then started to have all these festivals in the 80s. First, the dot-com thing happened. Dell moved to Austin and brought all this kind of new hillbilly money to Austin, Texas. A lot of people from Houston. So, Austin changed. Suddenly, all those places that were there to attract people, Liberty Lodge, Steamboat, all those clubs, they used to keep saying, come to Austin, you know, live music capital of the world. Well, once all those places came, they tore down all the best places, right? And in these places are offices. So Austin's changed quite a bit. But it was once the kind of place, and I stress this, it's the only kind of place that a guy like Towns Van Zandt could exist in. Blaze Foley, people like that, Rich Minus, all the great songwriters, you know, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, Jimmy Gale, Guy Clark, all these guys hung out there, Willie Nelson, you know. Lucinda Williams, Pat Mears, Nancy Griffith, they're all there, you know. So that's where I went, and I learned to write songs there. So this is about what Austin used to be like, what it's kind of become. And it refers to Houston as being the bottom of the world. Anybody from Houston? Sorry, man. Sorry. You moved, though, right? You moved, yeah, exactly. Okay. We're all good. All right, so this is about that, and it's called The Bottom of the World. There you go. Austin's change is true. Show me what happens. Oh. session up here. Mr. Bobby Daniel on bass from Birmingham, Alabama. Give it up for him. Come on, show him you appreciate him. Come on. And on the drums from Temple, Texas, Mr. Matt Stripska. Guitar from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bruce and Bridget. Mr. John Sanchez on the electric guitar. Come on, give it up. Excuse us for a moment while we check this out. So this song now, we were just in Austin and Houston, Texas. Now we're going down to San Antonio, Texas, the heart of Texas. That's where it all, that's the soul of Texas right there, San Antonio, Texas. Anybody from San Antonio besides myself? All right, I'll send them for Texas then, just like the Alamo, but backwards. The Mexicans are defending the Alamo this time. Imagine that. You know, Texas is nothing and occupied Mexico is what it is, really. That's the way you say it. You know, I used to say that I would not play Castanets, that song that I wrote, because George Bush had it on his iPod. So I said that we're going to get all the Chicanos and build a wall around Texas and keep him out of it. That was our national security. So San Antonio, Texas in the early 50s. I was born in a family of 12 children. 7 boys and 5 girls, of which 8 became professional musicians. My father was very influential on all of us and my mother. My father loved cowboy music. He loved rancheras. He loved Mexican music, and he loved rock and roll. My mother, she loved trio music, which is a very romantic ballad music, done with 3 guitars, groups like Los Panchos, Los Tres Haces. They were all, they sing nothing but love songs, beautiful ballads with 3 guitars and 3 beautiful harmonies happening. And it's very gorgeous. And she loved that. She loved big band swing. But that was my mom, you know. And it's about 1957, 1958 that my parents both were going on vacation to California to visit my father's cousin. Had never been on vacation. None of us had been on a vacation. We had no idea what that really meant. 12 kids in a 4-door sedan. And my grandmother, let's not forget her. I tried to forget her, but no, she was there. Never cast spells, I think she said. But so there we were. I made jokes about that kids were tied to the top of the roof and out the trunk, and you know, some just ran behind the car trying to keep up all the way through. We lost a couple in Phoenix, I said. So we make our way, and then one day, you know, we're visiting my father's cousin, and California was very beautiful back then. It was wide open, nothing but orchards. Lemons and limes, oranges, you know, avocados, and fields of flowers up against the Pacific Ocean. And back in those days, you could go surfing, and there was only maybe, you know, a handful of guys out in the water, you know. It was very beautiful. The water was still clean, imagine that. you could actually eat the fish that came out of the Pacific Ocean in those days. One day my dad was shaking hands with a man, and we suddenly had a house in Huntington Beach, California. We never went back to Texas, was the whole point of this long-winded story. We never went back to Texas. We left everything behind, the horse, the cat, the dogs, the friends, the clothes, everything, the toys. And suddenly we were in California. Years later, I didn't get back to Texas until 1980, when I moved to Austin with a band called Rank and File. And part of that move was to get back to Texas because I really wanted to go back. I just lived in New York City for 3 years, and I'd had enough. And so, this is about going back to those places that make me feel quite good.
Gonna count with me. Thank you.
about my father and his journey from a little town called Saltillo, which is in the northern part of Mexico, the mountains. My father was born in Yaqui blood, Mayan blood, in the mountains of Mexico, northern Mexico. Saltillo is a little town close to Monterrey. It's in the mountains. Beautiful little place. And it was there that he was born. 1907 he was born. He lived to be 97 years old. As I said, he had 12 kids. He had a good life, a real strong life. He was a great guy. This is about my dad. This is what inspired the story called By the Hand of the Father, also, which was based on this story. But this is about his journey when he was 12 years old. It began when at the age of 12. But when he was just a baby, his parents had left him to be raised by his grandparents. They went north into Texas to find where his parents were. And so at the age of 12, you know, he became very curious about his parents and wanted to find them again, be reunited with them. So he had a 16-year-old cousin who told him that if they hopped this train headed north into Texas, they'd be able to find my father's parents. So at the age of 12, he did exactly that. He hopped the train, they went north, made their way all the way to San Antonio, Texas, where they had relatives there, who told him that his parents were in a little town called Luling, Texas, which is just east of San Marcos, and they were picking watermelons there. So he was reunited with his father, his mother, and his sister, but found that his father was an extremely abusive man. He was violent to my father, he drank a lot, and he was not a very kind man. 16 years old, my father decides he's had enough and he runs away and heads west. He made his way to a little town called Pittsburgh, California, and that's where his family and his life began. So this is about my father's journey, and it's a song called Wave.
Maybe even so.
other side. Sun's not brighter here, it only shines a golden hair. I went north, I went south, maybe
thank you. taken ill in 2003, it was. You guys were very, very, very supportive. And that benefits. And I know, thank you so much for that, because it was a medicine that saved me. So this song is about that period of time. It was a tough period of time. Wasn't sure what was going to happen. If I had listened to the doctors, I wouldn't be here today. So thank God I didn't listen to them. So this is about that, though. It's about giving up a lot of things that you once loved very much and then found out they weren't so great for you, you know? And it wasn't easy to give them up, but I did. And it's about that song. It's called Arizona. Thank you. We did not pass the audition. Let's try it one more time.
Give me a four, Matthew.
Sing with your heart. Come on. Somewhere safer, where the feeling stays. I wanna love you. Thank you very much. Best of luck, you guys. I like that they left this area open for you guys to stand up. We'll get you in this for seconds. This is a song. I'm sorry. We might do that one if you get a really big round of applause. We just want to be loved and we want to be loved. We just want to be loved. That's all. Thank you. On the street, right? All right, this tune's about, I don't know what it's about, but it's a really beautiful song. You'll love it.
Anytime, buddy, boy. Come on. Johnny Slambo on guitar.
was very good, perfect. That's just my opinion, the shape of one man's opinion. This guy kicks ass, that guy kicks ass, this guy kicks ass, all together, these are men. How about this one? You'll recognize this one. Some of the younger people in the audience, you might want to Google this song. It was written by a couple guys, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. I think they have Facebook or something you might want to check out. Here we go. Let's check this out.
My God is broad, but it's a hurt. Sensitive boys, these gentlemen, how about that? Alejandro has merchandise for sale, t-shirts, CDs, hats, all that stuff, and he will be out in about 5 minutes to sign stuff and say hello. Have a great evening.